Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, May 11th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Following the much-accorded peace deal in southern Sudan, expectations are high. Bible League's Joseph Owen says because the peace deal is holding, their teams can move around. The timing is important, as he describes a recent discovery.
As we started to work in southern Sudan, we found inventories of Bibles in Kenya and Uganda that were not being distributed. Tens of thousands of Bibles just sitting on pallets and needing distribution. So for probably over 20 years, not many scriptures have gone into southern Sudan.
Meanwhile, there's a new Christian broadcast ministry open in Japan. It's called Be Japan, the Japanese version of Back to the Bible. It opened a few days ago in Tokyo, says Back to the Bible's Dave Hansen, but the program won't be on the radio, but cable.
We have access to 24 hours a day, an audio channel, which is part of a network of audio channels, which has over 1.5 million subscribers. We also are developing an internet ministry.
Discipleship and encouraging evangelism are the goals of the ministry. Volunteers are needed to make this a reality. And the internet is allowing Bible study in countries previously considered impossible. It's allowing Bible.org to help equip pastors, teachers, small group leaders, missionaries, and anyone serious about knowing God's Word more intimately. Bible.org is just one group that's providing many study resources useful in understanding God's truth, applying it, and teaching others. As people understand God's Word, they can't help but be more effective in evangelism. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.